Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay.
In the bay.
While lonely prison walls, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity.
It's just 5 minutes past three, and Moira Bellaton is with you now. I have rejoined you, and I'm sure you've had an overdose of Paddy Riley for the last 15 or 20 minutes. I apologise to the listeners. We were having technical adjustments done to both of the decks, and I hope now that our sound will go out much clearer and better for your listening. I'm continuing on the music now with Susan McCann and I Don't Blame My Papa.
Papa, he left home when I was 10. We've only seen him once since then. Mama said that she and Papa tried, but all the love they'd known through all those years had slowly died. But I don't blame my me if I understood. And if I didn't understand, you someday I would.
If you have just joined us, you are very welcome. You're listening to Radio Nicoil, broadcasting from Sorge. We're broadcasting at 92.2 FM and 1350 kHz medium wave. The time is just coming up to 10 minutes past 3, and there you heard Susan McCann with I Don't Blame My Papa. If you would like a request of dedication played here on Radio Nicoil, why not give us a ring at 403-629. I'll repeat that number, it's 403-629. Our next piece of music comes from the Wolf Tones, and it's a track entitled The Tricoloured Ribbon.
Dark hours pass over, the roar of the gun brought no message to me. I prayed for old Ireland, I prayed for my lover, that he might be saved and old Ireland be free. For all around my hat I wear a tricolored ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me, why do I wear it? It's all for my own true love, I never more will see. Struggle was ended, they brought me the story. The last whispered message he sent unto me. I was true to my land love, I fought for her glory, and gave up my life for to make her a free. For all around my hands I wear a tricolored ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody
there you hear the Wolf Tones with the tricolored ribbon. Our next piece of music was out especially for Claire and Tommy Crosby, a 41 St. Cronin's Coat from Martin and Kathleen, and it's in the same vein, and it's the Highland Paddy with The Jacket's Green.
And I was a maiden fair and young on the pleasant banks of the Lee. No bird that in that greenwood song was half so blithe and free.
My heart near beat with flying feet. So love sang me his queen. Till down the Glen Road Starsfield men, and they wore the jacket green. Young Donald sat on his gallant gray, like a king on a royal seat. And my heart laughed out in his regal way, to worship at his feet. Oh, love, have you come in these collars dressed, and walled with the soldier's mane? I have laid my head on your throbbing breast, for the sake of your jacket green. When William stormed with his shot and shell at the walls of Garryon, in the breach of death my Donald fell, and he sleeps near the treaty stone that breached the foeman never crossed, while he swung his broadsword keen. But I do not weep, my darling lost, for he fell in his jacket green. When Sarsfield sailed away, I wept. I heard a wild hawk horn. I felt then dead as the men who slept 'neath the fields of Garryon. While Ireland held my Donald's last, the wild seas rolled between, till I would fold him to my breast, or robed in his Irish green. I saw the Shannon purple tide roll by the Irish town, as I stood in the breach by Donald's side, when England's flag went down. And now it glows as it seeks the sky, like a blood red curse between. I weep, but 'tis not woman's sighs will raise the Irish scream. Oh, Ireland, sad is thy lonely soul, and loud beats winter cease. But sadder and higher the wide waves roll, from the heart that breaks from thee. Yet grief shall come to a heartless foe, and the thrones in the dust be seen. So Irish maids love none but those who wear the jacket's green.
You're listening to Radio Na Gael broadcasting from Swords with Moira de Bellatoyne, and there you heard Highland Paddy with The Jacket's Green. Swords Drama Group presents Blythe Spirit and Old Coward on the 9th, the 10th, the 11th and 12th of May at the Balruthery Inn at 8:30pm sharp, and the admission is £2. So please support your local drama group, and tickets are available from Mrs. Anna Harford, 133 Glasmore Park, Swords. Our next piece of music comes from Merle Haggard, and it's Whiskey and Gin.
And drinks don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me, say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette, and we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
Lovers of mirth, I pray pay attention and listen to what I'm about to relate. Concerning a couple I overheard talking as I was returning late home from away. As I rode along, sure I met an old woman who sat neath the gap just a milking her cow. She was jigging a tune called Come Haste to the Wedding, or some other ditty, I can't tell you now. On looking around me, I spied a bell tinker who only by chance came a strolling same way. The weather being fine, sure he sat down beside her. What news on this man this old woman did say? "That's no news at all," man replied the bell tinker. "Well, the people will wish that he never had been. Sat down the rogue of Daniel O'Connell, he's now making children in Dublin instead." "Our children are ruined," then replied the old woman. "Our on Joe, is he crazy at last? Is there sign of a war, or a sudden rebellion, or what is the reason he wants them so fast?" "That's not that at all," man replied the bell taker. "Well, the children of Ireland are getting so small, so Connell's petition to the new Lord Lieutenant to not let us make them the Elway at all." "Why, this pipe in me mouth," then replied the old woman, "and that's a great oath on me soul for to say. I'm only a woman, but if I was near him, I'd bet you me life, 'tis little he'd say. For the people of Ireland, 'tis very well known, they gave him their earnings, though needing it bad. And now he's a well recompensing them for it, by taking what little diversion they have." "Long life to your courage," replied the bell tinker, "and long may you live and have youth on your side. And if all the young women in Ireland were like you, O'Connell could throw his steam engine one side. I think every girl that is in this old country should begin making children as fast as they can. So if ever Her Majesty asks for an army, you'll be able to send her as many as Dan."
If you have just joined us, you're very welcome. You're listening to Radio Na Gael, Source Community Radio, with Moira Aidney Bellathorn. I'll be taking you right through until 6 p.m. this evening, when I'll hand you over to the capable hands of Dave King. There you heard Na Fianna Fáil with Daniel O'Connell. A traditional night will be held in the Old Town House, Old Town, starting Wednesday, May the 9th, that's tonight, and will continue every Wednesday night, so come along if you can play or sing, the bar on, the spoons, anything at all, and beginners are very, very welcome, and the admission is free. Also appearing in Old Town on May the 12th, we have Exit. On May the 13th and 19th, we have the Blue Beats. On May the 20th, the All Tones, and also on May the 26th, we have Trish and Cyrus. So come along for great night's entertainment and pleasant surroundings. Our next piece of music comes from Crystal Gale, and it's a track entitled The Sparkling Look of Love.
When I saw you, my heart went thumpity-thump. Then you smiled at me and my head went bumpity-bump. I knew that I was a goner. It wasn't hard to realize you put that sparkling look of love in my eyes. I can hear the lovebirds singing twiddle-dee-dee.
Boys, the squeezer, and I'll tell you what I'll do.
You're listening to Radio Nguyen, and there you heard the Pirates from Rush with the Boulder Donahue. Our next piece of music comes from Bill Ryan and Buckshot, and it's Midnight in the Morning.
Good morning, request line.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? What are you doing up this morning?
Listening to you. Sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
Would you play something special for me?
Why, sure. How about this?
It's midnight in the morning, and everything's okay. And all that job on the radio starts another day. Four hot cups of coffee, light up another smoke. Play a special request. Tell him another joke. Hey there, all night lovers, I hope everything's alright. It's a world of lonely people, and daylight's not in sight. 2 a.m. in the morning, the bars have all been closed. The telephone's been ringing from where heaven only knows. 3 a.m. in the morning, a girl can't get to sleep. Calls the old night jockey with an offer hard to beat.
Good morning, request line.
Hi, it's me again.
Well, hi, me again. What's happening? What are you still doing awake at this time of the morning?
Just lying in bed listening to you.
Can you hang on a sec? Just hang on. It's 3:15 in the morning, the downtown temperature, a cool 54 degrees. Okay, I'm back.
What do you do when you get off at 6 o'clock?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why don't you come over and I'll fix you some breakfast?
6 a.m. in the morning. She ain't on the line. He checks his book of numbers, seeing who he might find. 10 a.m. in the morning, he hasn't found a friend. So on his way back home alone, tonight he'll do it again. Pour a hot cup of coffee and light up another smoke. Play a special request, tell him another joke. Hey there, all night lovers, I hope everything's alright. It's a world of lonely people, and daylight's not in sight. It's a world of lonely people, and daylight's not in sight.
There you heard Bill Ryan and Buckshot with Midnight in the Morning. The time is just coming up to 3:30 here on Radio Nguyen, and remember, our phone lines are now open at 403-629. So if you'd like to request a dedication played here on the station, why not give us a ring at 403-629. Our next piece of music comes from Paddy Riley, and it's a track entitled Flower of Sweet Strabane.
If I were king of Ireland and all things at my will, I'd roam through all creation, new fortunes to find still. And the fortune I would seek the most, you all must understand, is to win the heart of Martha, the flower of sweet Strabane. Her cheeks they are a rosy red, her hair a lovely brown, and o'er her milk white shoulders it carelessly hangs down. She's one of the finest creatures of the whole Malaysian clan, and me heart is captivated by the flower of sweet Strabane. If I had you, lovely Martha, away in Inishowen, or in some lonesome valley in the wild woods of Tyrone, I would use my whole endeavor, and I'd try to work my plan, for to gain my prize and to feast my eyes on the flower of sweet Strabane. Oh, I'll go o'er the Laggan, down by the steamship's call. I'm sailing for America, whatever may befall. My boat is bound for Liverpool, right by the Isle of Man. So I say farewell, God bless you, my flower of sweet Provence. High rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin. It's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay. The hare and lofty pheasant are quite plain to be seen, building homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin.
You're listening to Radio Nuguel, and there you heard Paddy Riley with the Cliffs of Dunedin. Our next piece of music comes from Jane Pitney, and it's called Just One Smile.
Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I've had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears don't become me. way you could see what's in my heart.
Jane Pitney with Just One Smile. Our next piece of music is out especially for Barney Daly, who celebrates his birthday today, and Barney's living over there in Foxwood, so from all the staff here on Radio Nagoya, Barney, a very happy birthday. And now we have your favourite musician for you, and that is Mary Bergen. Thank you.
In the village of Kildory, there's a maiden young and fair. For her eyes they shone like diamonds, she had long and golden hair. When the countryman came riding, he came to the father's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have wealth and I have money, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. What kind, sir, I love a soldier, I have pledged to him my hand. I don't want your house nor money, I don't want your goods nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply, you'll do as you were told. You'll be married on the Sunday, you'll wear the ring of gold. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. In the village of Kildory, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight, she drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear the father say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. The morning in July, I was walking through Tipperary, when I heard the battle cry from the mountain overhead. And I looked up in the sky, saw an Irish soldier laddie. He looked at me right fearlessly and said, will you stand in the band like a true Irish man and go to fight the forces of the crowd? Will you march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield, or tonight we'll go and fill the Wexford town? Said I to the soldier lad, would you take me to your captain? It would be my pride and joy for to march with you today. My young brother fell at Cork, and my son at Enniscorthy. So to the noble captain I did say, I will stand in the band like a true Irish man, and go to fight the forces of the crown. I will march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield, or tonight we'll go and see old Wexford town. As we march back again in the shadow of evening, with our banners flying low to the memory of the dead. Oh, we came unto our home, but without my soldier laddie, and I still can hear the brave words he said. Will you stand in the band like a true Irish man and go to fight the forces of the crown? Will you march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield? For tonight we'll go and pray over Wexford town. Will you stand in the band like a true Irish man and go to fight the forces of the crown? Will you march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield? For tonight we'll go and pray over Wexford town.
Art was going to the fair in Dingle one fine morning last July, when going down the road before me a red-haired girl I chanced to spy. Well, I stepped up to her, says I, young lady, now me donkey he will carry too. She looked at me, her eyes a twinkle, and her cheeks they were a rosy hue. Was thank you kindly, sir, she answered. Then she tossed up her bright red hair. Well, seeing as how you've got your donkey, I'll ride with you to the Dingle Fair. Ah, but when we reached the fair in Dingle, I took her hand for to say goodbye, and a tinker man moved up close beside me, and he hit me right in my left eye. Keep your hands up, red hair, fairy, or am I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. Tonight we lie in the marriage bed. Ah, now I was feeling kind of peevish, and me poor old eye felt sad and sore. So I tapped him gently with me hobnails, and he flew back through Tim Murphy's door. Keep your hands up, red-haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning, but tonight we lie in the marriage bed. Then a policeman came around the corner, told me I had broke the law, but the donkey kicked him in the ankle, and he fell down and smashed his jaw. Keep your hands up, red-haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. Tonight we lie in the marriage bed. But the red-haired girl, she kept on smiling. Ah, young man, I'll come with you, she said. We'll forget the priest this very morning. Tonight we'll sleep in Murphy's shed. Keep your hand up, red-haired Mary, or and I are to be wed. We're seeing the priest this very morning. Tonight we lie in the marriage bed.
There you hear Danny Doyle and the Redhead Mary. If you have just joined us, you are very welcome. You're listening to Radio Na Gael, Sault Community Radio. We're broadcasting on 92.2 FM and 1350 kHz medium waves. Radio Na Gael's Super Talent Competition is going on at the moment in the Old Town House, Old Town, starting on the 5th of May, which was last Saturday night, and the winners of the first heat are Vince Allen, John Doyle and Joe Warren. The first prize is £100 and a trophy, and the second heat comes up next Saturday night, the 12th of May, and the third heat on the 19th of May, and the semi-final comes up on the 26th of May. Then we reach the final, which will be held on the 2nd of June, and the winners of each heat will qualify for the final being held on the 2nd of June. So come along, you never know, you could win. Final will be broadcast live here on Radio Na Gael, and there will also be a special prize for the best traditional player or singer. That's Radio Nguyen's Super Talent competition being held in the Old Town House in Old Town. I'd just like to remind you that our phone lines are now open, so if you would like to request a dedication for your friends or relations, why not give us a ring here at 403-629. Our next piece of music comes from Brian Call, and it's a track entitled Crown of Thorns.
Why not make yourself a crown of thorns, dear? For the heart that you have crucified. You made me believe you love me only. Now you're soon to be another's bride. You say that you found the one you love now, that you'll soon be going far away. Why not make yourself a crown of thorns, dear, for the heart you crucified today? Sacrifice upon an altar. As an offering, my heart was slain. But I guess the God of love was angry, and the sacrifice was all in vain. After all you've done to my poor heart now, yet you think it should be cast aside. Why not make yourself a crown of thorns, dear? Place it on the heart you crucified.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over, sat down, I asked her name. When the drink finally hit her, she said I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever other life breaks. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman, sat down beside me, had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused, looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. Then he started shaking, his big heart was breaking, as he turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me again, with four hungry children and a crop field. Thank you. from the light of a barroom, Venice hotel room. We walked without talking at all. God, she was a beauty, and as she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. For I couldn't hold her, the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me with four.
It's just coming up to 2 minutes past four, and you're listening to Radio Nagual, Salt Community Radio, with Moira Reid and Bella Toyne. There you heard Cottonmill Boys with Lucille. The next piece of music is by Tommy Wynette, and it's a track entitled I'll See Him Through, and it goes out especially for Kay McCann and also for Mary and Jimmy Devine and Glasmore.
Sometimes I wonder if he loves me like he used to. So many things bring doubt to my mind. It's only natural for a woman to sit and worry and search for all the faults she can find. Last night I waited up, it seemed forever, and I'm not even sure when he came in. To make things worse, he never tried to wake me and offered no excuse for where he'd been. When I needed it bad, he was the only thing on earth that I had, and that's the reason that I'll see him through.
Listening to Radio Nagual, and there you heard Tommy Wynette with I'll See Him Through, and that one out especially for Kay McCann and also for Mary and Jimmy Devine and Glasmore. Our next piece of music goes to you, and it's The World Tones, and it's a track entitled Paddy's Dream.
Give you a little story that's very, very true. In fact, it happened to him right in this very town.
This is a story about a fella who came from Ireland and his name was Paddy. Bloody hell. Once upon a time, I was invited by an old friend of mine to come over to his residence and taste his beer and wine. Well, we ate lobster salad and lots of other truck, and we drank each other's health until the hour of three had struck. Well, we drank until we didn't know which was wine or beer, that our heads felt rather heavy and my brain's not very clear. Well, how I got home that night, I don't really know. My prayers, I think I said, but anyhow, I was paralyzed when I got into bed. Well, I died and I went to heaven. I found that repentance was now for me too late, when suddenly I was ushered before the golden gates. Well, what do you want, says Peter? Don't you know you can't get in? For you must surely suffer that greedy glutton sin. Then I turned aside and said no more, and hung my head in shame. And Peter's clerk, he stood close by and he wrote, "Lost against my name." Ah. Well, next came an Italian, one whom I knew very well, so I stopped and I listened patiently to the story he might tell.
Arrigado the father to Saint Pedro. I come to you at last, sir. My peanut the days are over, my banana the nights are faster. I treated my neighbor like myself, no beg, no rob, no steal. I never run on the sidewalk, I throw my banana the peel. Then you got out, says Peter. Your gains were ill begotten, your peanut shells were empty, your bananas oft times are rotten. Well, the Italian turned aside, and a tear was in his eye. He came and stood behind me, and heaved a heavy sigh. Ah. Well, next came an aged Hebrew with a satchel in his hand, and before the gate of old St. Peter, the Hebrew stood his stand.
Ah, the good Father Peter. I will tell you what I will do. I've got jewelry fit for angels. I will auction off to you. I could sell it among the installment plan, but that would be a sin, so I will give them to you for half price, if you will let me in. On earth I keep the clothing store. My goods are nice and strong, and to show you I had an overcoat I forget to bring along.
Ah, then you did well, says Peter. For very well you know, there's little use for overcoats where you...
will have to go.
Well, the Hebrew turned aside, and as he was a friend of mine, just like me and all the rest, he took his place in line. Well, next came an old maid from England.
I thought you'd like that one.
One bound to have a way, so she began addressing Peter in this most peculiar way. Are you waiting for this? Oh, goodness gracious me! After gossiping many a year. So open the gate and let me in, I'm catching cold out here. You like the accent. And give me a first-class pair of wings, a silver shield, and then I won't be afraid of those naughty men. No, Peter answered bluntly, no angels have gray hair. And as you have no sons or daughters, you'd be a stranger there. Well, the poor old maid wilted. She must evermore repine. And just like me and all the rest, she waddled into line. Well, next came poor Paddy.
at Son of Aaron's Isle. And he greeted old St. Peter with a very gracious smile. Ha ha! It's yourself, St. Peter! Looking so nice and sweet. So get your clerk to let me in and show me to me seat. Hold, cried Peter. Your case, like all the rest, must first be tried. And you will have to show a passport before you get inside. For Jesus' sake, St. Peter. And for supper, I'll be late. So poor Paddy, he took off his little old cap and he threw it inside the gate. Go get thy hat, says Peter. Thou sacrilegious lout. So poor Paddy, he went and he slammed the gate and he locked St. Peter out. Then through the keyhole, loud he cried, yeah, me boyo, I'm the master now, you see. But I'll give up heaven, the gate and the crown, if you'll set the six counties free. Well, then I awoke and found that my head was between the bed and the wall. The sheets were all tangled round my feet. It was the beer that did it all.
You're listening to Radio New Ireland. There you heard the Wolf Tones and Paddy's Dream, and I hope you did enjoy that. Our next piece of music was out especially for Mrs. Rita Quinn of the Malahide Road, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. And it comes to you, Mrs. Quinn, from your son David, and he has asked me to play for you Roger Miller and King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies, I have pounds, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12.
There you heard Roger Miller and King of the Road, and that went out especially for Mrs. Rita Quinn of the Malahide Road, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, and it went to you, Mrs. Quinn, from your son David. Our next piece of music was out for Phil and Bill Daly in Glasmore, and it's The Dubliners and Dirty Old Town.
I met my
bid you goodbye. Tonight is our last night together. For the nearest and dearest must part. A soldier may roam to the end of the world with his thoughts of his loving sweetheart. For perhaps I may fall down in battle. What more can a brave soldier do? But my last dying words will be Molly. My country, my mother, and you. Oh, tonight is our last night together. For the nearest and dearest must part. A soldier may roam to the end of the world with his thoughts on his loving sweetheart.
If you have just joined us, you're very welcome. You're listening to Radio Na Gael, Source Community Radio, with Moira Aidan Ballantyne. I'll be taking you right through until 6 p.m. this evening. And there you heard Spalpeen, the B-side of the Thatcher song, and it's Tonight Will Be Our Last Night Together. Our next piece of music was there especially for Marie and Lillian O'Reilly of 74 Glasmore Park, and also for Sean O'Reilly and Betty Smith, who are madly in love. And here for you we have Tommy Wynette and George Jones with Tattletale Eyes.
That it's not all over.
And everybody knows we're more than friends.
from Tattletale
Eyes. There you heard Tommy Wynette and George Jones with Tattletale Eyes, and that one out especially for Marie and Lillian O'Reilly of 74 Glasmore Park, and also for Sean O'Reilly and Betty Smith, who are madly in love. Our next piece of music comes from the Fury Brothers, and it's a track entitled Leaving Nancy, and it goes out especially for Ned and Ailish Monaghan, and also for Breda and Joe O'Toole in St. Cronin.
In comes the train, and the whole platform shakes. It stops with a shudder, and the screaming of brakes. The parting has come, and my weeping so late. I'm leaving my Nancy, oh. But you stand there so calmly, determinedly gay, and you talk of the weather and the events of the day. But your eyes tell me all that your tongue doesn't say. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And come a little closer. Put your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. My suitcase is lifted and stowed on the train, and a thousand regrets whirl around in my brain, and the ache in my heart, it's a black sea of pain. I'm leaving my Nancy, oh. And you stand there so calmly, so lovely to see, but the grip of your hand, it's a non-spoken plea. You're not fooling yourself, and you're not fooling me. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And come my little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. For our time has run out, and the whistle has blown, and here I must leave you standing alone. We had so little time, and now the time's gone. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And as the train starts gently to roll, and as I lean out for the wave and the call, I see your first tears trickle and fall. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And come a little closer. Put your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. and let me hold you one more time before the wind.
There you hear the Fury Brothers with Leaving Nancy, and you're listening to Radio Nook Wales, Thought Community Radio. So why not tune in and support your local station? If you're in an organisation or club and wish to use the facilities of the radio station to get your message across, why not give us a ring at 403-629 or drop us a line to Radio Nook Wales, Lansgorry Swords. Our next piece of music comes from Crystal Gale and it's called Mama, It's Different This Time.
The rest. Out of all the boys I've known, he's the best. You say that I'm too young to love and to crush him from my mind. Oh, but mama, it's different this time.
Amante siempre te adoraré. Yo con tus besos y tus caricias, mis sufrimientos acallaré. Yo still the stars lose their glory. You're still the best face to see. You're still the end of life's story. My love to you, dear, I'll bring you. You're still the gray of December. Just yours.
yo con tus besos.